obviously, the placing by Pinochet of his nominated senators into the Senate and giving people, you know, status of senator for life, as Pinochet used to have until he was stripped of it, you know, gave an inbuilt majority to the military and to the extreme right. And that has been a huge step to get rid of all of those lifelong members of the Senate and the military influence within the government. But there is one more step, which is the electoral reform, which will affect the Congress, you know, the major house within the lower house within the Congress, because one of the other provisions of the old Constitution is that there is such an electoral system which always is going to favor the right-wing candidates over the left-wing candidates because of the way that the votes are distributed amongst the parties. It's a very arcane system and, you know, very much created for Chile and very unique to Chile. But I think the next step that people will be trying to claim for is this whole issue of proper electoral reform for the Congress, not just for the Senate. And, of course, there are hopes enormously in Chile now that some of the judges who are taking the cases against Pinochet will finally be able to make sure that he has his day in court.